Welcome to Relationship CPR, the program that helps you live out Romans 12:18. I'm your host, Ron Price, relationship speaker, author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox book series. Today's topic is beware of these relationship-killing germs. We've talked in previous programs that getting along with others is just tricky business at times. We can get on each other's nerves, under each other's skin. I think those are the right illustrations, but there's not a relationship on this planet that is copacetic and sweet and loving and kind 24/7, 365, as they say. It just doesn't happen. Imperfect people are incapable of having a perfect relationship with other imperfect human beings. It's just not going to happen. But I've seen research. Most of this comes from the folks at Prep Inc. I know I've mentioned them in previous programs, professors at the University of Denver, but they came up with four germs that through their research, they found common in divorce, in people leaving the workplace, even in people leaving churches. When relationships end, they found these four germs to be prevalent. I found a fifth germ from another source, and I added that to give you five germs. I call them relationship-killing germs. That if you're not aware of them, you're probably going to be doomed by them. Now, when any relationship ends, there's always other factors. So I don't want you to think these are the only, the be-all and the end-all to explain every relationship breakup or relationship that's in distress. But I will promise you, one or more, if not all, of these germs played a role. They had an impact in the ultimate demise of that relationship. So here we go. Here's the first one. If you're taking notes, the first one is escalation, E-S-C-A-L-A-T-I-O-N. Escalation occurs when little things become big things. I didn't like it when you did that. Oh, yeah, what about you? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And then before you know it, I don't know what it is we're talking about, but it likely has nothing whatsoever to do with whatever started the discussion in the first place. Now, I'd be tempted to ask you to raise your hand if you say, Ron, I don't know what you're talking about. I have never escalated with anyone. Well, I mean, maybe that's true, or maybe, what do they say, the denial is not just a river in Egypt? Or how about Liars Anonymous meets at your local library on Thursday nights? That's a lie. We have all escalated at times. All God's children will escalate with another of God's children at some points here and there. And as long as it's now and then, as long as it's intermittent, sporadic, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It just means you're engaged again, as I've said earlier, with another imperfect human being. But if you're in a relationship, any relationship, where every little thing blossoms into World War 7522, chances are, at some point, somebody's going to say, you know what, I just can't do this anymore. I can't take this anymore. I'm leaving. I'm not going to work here anymore. I'm not going to live here anymore. I'm just done with this relationship. So if you're experiencing a little bit of escalation, that's all right. Don't worry about it. You'll get past it. But if it's frequent and regular, you better be aware of that, and you better take steps to fix it. And if I can help you with that, I'll give you my contact information at the end, be happy to visit with you, but there's plenty of other resources out there to help relationships get to a better place. So please beware of escalation. I heard a quote also that fits here. Isn't it true that the only people who listen to an argument are the neighbors? And I think that's true. When we're escalating, we're not listening to each other. We're just talking at one another, and it's not very conducive to a healthy, especially not a God-honoring relationship. So watch out for escalation. Negative interpretation is the second germ. Negative interpretation. And we find this germ where one person says or does something and the other instantly takes offense, instantly believes that the other has just said or done whatever they said or did to get them. It's a negative, malicious comment or deed, and they're out to get you. Now, again, if you want to say, Ron, never done that one either, okay, you're more righteous and holy than I am. That's all I got to say. I have negatively interpreted my wife and others at times. I know that others have negatively interpreted me at times, and maybe rather than negative, incorrectly interpreted, and again, contributed or added a negative motive, a negative spin to whatever it is they've done. It's very common, and as long as it's intermittent, not a regular feature of the relationship, you're all right. Don't worry about it. But check this out. If you're in a relationship where you're frequently and regularly being accused of something you know you're not doing, well, I think like me, you're going to say that gets old after a while. And you may be tempted to say, I'm done with this relationship. Or how about if you get to believe in the other really is doing those hateful, hurtful, spiteful, terrible things? You might again get to the place where you say, you know what? I don't have to put up with this. Goodbye. So it explains why people leave marriages, why siblings don't talk to each other for sometimes decades. Parents and children can get crosswise with each other and sever their relationship. Certainly in workplaces, work teams, too many of them have suffered because of negative interpretation. So I'm glad you're aware of it now, because the more aware we are of whatever it is that's negatively impacting our relationships, well, hello, the better prepared we are to counter them and to get our relationship back to a better place. So watch out for escalation. Watch out for negative interpretation. The third germ that I learned from the folks at PrEP, they called invalidation. Invalidation are the subtle or not so subtle put downs of the other. And I'm going to tell you right now, in my humble opinion, this is the worst germ of them all. I'm going to take a quick 30-second break, and I'll be right back to explain why.
Would people in your church, business, school group, or organization like to have healthier relationships? Would they appreciate learning how to have less conflict or to better manage conflicts that they face? If so, you'll want to know that Ron Price plans to be in Michigan in September, and he would be happy to talk with you about equipping your people in relationship CPR. As Ron often says, conflict may be inevitable, but damaged relationships are all optional. Contact him at ron@ronprice.com for more information.
All right, we're back talking about the germs, relationship killing germs that infect and sicken relationships. We talked about escalation. We talked about negative interpretation. Just before the break, I mentioned the third germ, invalidation, I think is the worst. Here's why. Something I know about you. In fact, I think we've talked about this in a previous program. You listen to the CIV, the critical inner voice, for a long time, some of you, decades for some of you. You've heard that voice in your mind that says you're not this enough, you're not that enough, you're too much this, you're too much that, blah, 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 blah. A put-down negative voice. And then you meet somebody who seems to appreciate you, seems to respect you, seems to value you. I just gained a new friend on the day of this recording, in fact, that I really appreciate this man. And we have a mutual admiration thing going on. He respects me, I respect him, and those are nice. You can't have too many of those, but you probably don't have a whole lot of them. But cherish those relationships that you have, the people that validate you. Well, here's the deal. We live in a rude, put-down world. We live in an insulting world, a me-first world, forget-about-you world. And when we get put down by a stranger, you know, we can say, well, thank you for sharing, now go away. It doesn't have to impact us deeply. But if somebody who at one point did validate us, did see value in us and help us to feel respected, if they put us down, ouch, it hurts. I'm telling you right now, sometimes one well-placed invalidation can be enough to make somebody say, that's it, we're done, I am leaving this relationship. I am never going to risk being hurt that deeply by you again. Goodbye. So again, invalidation, it doesn't have to happen. And that's a good thing, because when it does, it can be so devastating. If you realize now that you have invalidated a loved one, please, as soon as you can, go and apologize. Own up to what you did and apologize. If somebody has invalidated you, as gently as you can, bring it to their attention. Let them know that you don't appreciate it, but not with an attacking, just say, please, for the sake of our relationship, can we minimize, if not eliminate, invalidation? Because I heard this guy on the radio say it's a very deadly germ. And by the way, I'm a guy on the radio telling you it's a very deadly germ. So watch out for invalidation. The fourth germ is another very common one. Maybe you haven't heard the term avoidance withdrawal, but trust me, you'll recognize it. We see this germ when an issue has come up, again, at home, at a workplace, wherever, and typically one person wants to talk about it and the other doesn't. So they do the dance between the walker and the talker. It's a very common dance, very frustrating dance, and thankfully a very fixable dance. But here's a point I want to make about it. Both dancers, the one who wants to talk and the one who wants to walk, are well motivated. They're doing what they're doing for good, positive, righteous reasons. They just don't look well motivated to each other. Let me start with the talker. Those of you who are talkers, your mindset, if an issue has come up and you want to talk about it, your mindset is quite likely, hey, let's sit down, let's talk about this, we can fix it. It doesn't have to be a big problem. That's a positive motivation. But check this out. If the walker, the other person, has already told you, I don't want to talk to you about this right now, and you say, I don't care, talk anyway, do you see how you're not going to come across as well motivated, even though you are? Because the walker is quite likely well motivated. Most walkers' mentality is, you know what, as upset as I am right now, I'm liable to say, or God forbid, do something I don't want to say or do. Well motivated. But again, check this out. If the talker is thinking, if we talk, we can fix it, and they see the other person walking away, well, in their mind, I guess they're refusing to fix it. So while the walker is rightly trying to avoid an ugly, argumentative situation, the talker's left to wonder, well, are you rejecting me? Are you rejecting our relationship? Are we ever going to talk about this? They don't know. So I'm tempted to give you the answer right now. I'll give you the mini answer, but we want to come back next time. We're going to look at some antidotes to these germs. Call a timeout the correct way. And just real briefly, we'll get more into this the next time, but the correct way to call a timeout is let the other person know when you'll come back. Timeout. I need 30 minutes. I need an hour. Give me 2 hours. Let's get together at 3 o'clock. You're letting the person know you're just rejecting the ugliness. You're not refusing to engage in the conversation. So again, we'll come back the next program. We're going to look at antidotes to these germs, but I just have enough time to get to the fifth germ, which is no fun. This germ is no fun. In fact, that's the germ, or not enough fun. You know, relationships get started for a myriad of reasons, but a common feature is fun. We enjoy doing things together and we form this bond and we say, you know, in a marriage situation, let's do this forever. And life gets busy. Life becomes, after a while, raising the kids and paying the bills. Or is it paying the kids and raising the bills, one or the other or both? And fun gets pushed to the side. And I'm just going to tell you, that's a mistake. It's a mistake. So I know in a previous program, we talked about the importance of fun and different ways to do it. If you can't find that, email me, ron@ronprice.com, and I'll find it for you. But fun is an important component of healthy relationships. So there are the germs: escalation, negative interpretation, invalidation, avoidance withdrawal, and not enough fun. Again, these are very common and fortunately very fixable situations. And as promised, that's what we're going to cover in the next program. So I thank you for tuning in. Today's relationship CPR topic was Beware These Relationship Killing Germs. I'm Ron Price, your host. You can contact me, by the way, at 505-324-6328. Or if email's easier, ron@ronprice.com, ron@ronprice.com. My website is ronprice.com. But I'd love to speak with you if you have a specific concern. Love to visit with you about that. If you'd like one or more of my books, you can order them directly from Amazon.com. But send me an email, ron@ronprice.com. I'll give you a Strong Tower Radio listener discount. This has been a Strong Tower Radio Network production.